Hello and welcome. My name is Davis Pitsky. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. In today's short screencast, we're going to look at accessing the camera in your Windows 8 Metro style app using HTML and JavaScript. So if you're a web developer, you should feel right at home. This is a third in the series of screencasts I've done for Metro Game Kit. So Metro Game Kit is an actual game sample I've put together that shows off a lot of the basic concepts in writing a Windows 8 Metro style app using JavaScript. So you can actually pause this video and download all of the code to Metro Game Kit at metrogamekit.codeplex.com. If not, no worries. I've actually downloaded all of that code and removed the camera capabilities. So we're going to go ahead and build those camera capabilities from scratch. Now let's take a look at the actual running app right now. And in the previous screencast, we built an app bar. So you can see that app bar at the bottom. I have the ability to go back to the main menu, which we're currently on. I have a button right here called Cadet Photo. And if I click on that, you'll see nothing's happening. That's what we're going to build today. And then I have the ability to change a name. So if I say something like Dave and I save this, when I play, what you'll see up here, this is actually our game screen. And you can see I have a score of 0, level of 0, my name, and currently I have no image for the cadet photo. So let's go ahead and start building that. So in today's example, we're going to tie into the Windows Media Capture namespace inside with the Windows runtime. And we're going to use the Camera Capture UI call. Camera Capture UI is the easiest to understand, and it's going to go ahead and create all of the UI we would want for capturing photos and video. So you have the capabilities to do photo cropping, to set camera options, and all of that without writing anything. You also have the ability to go ahead and write your own UI if you'd like, right down to a per pixel on the page. So that is called the Media Capture class. We're actually going to just stick with Camera Capture UI for today's screencast to keep things simple. So let's look at the three steps we would want to do. So step one, we need to make sure that we have something that we're going to assign the new photo to. So I've taken Image Player, and Image Player is what you saw at the top right, and we'll go into the code in a second. Then we're going to do the call into Windows Media Capture Camera Capture UI. We're going to set it to photo mode. We're going to set some options for photo cropping. And then finally, we're going to take the result of that, and then using the W3 standard for file API, we're going to do a URL create object URL and assign the image player source to our newly created photo. So let's jump into the code. The first thing you want to do if you're going to set up webcam usage, like all Metro style apps, we need to set the capabilities of the app. So I'm going to click on package.appxmanifest, and I'm going to move over to the capabilities tab, and I'm going to make sure that the webcam item is selected. If you don't have that item selected, when you go ahead and you run this, you're going to get an error message stating that you don't have access. So make sure that you check off that capability. The next piece that you can see here is we have div game. And I've highlighted where our image is. So on the game screen, when we saw score, level, and player 1, that default image of a helmet is placed under the image tag image player. So image player is what we're going to assign from the JavaScript side of the house back into the DOM. We also have our app bar that we've built. So you're seeing I have a button called Command Camera. That button has a label for Cadet Photo, and then the icon was the default camera. So what we need to do now is we need to handle the event for the button click of Command Camera. So let's go over into the default JS file, and we're going to look for app bar commands. That is the section I've already assigned for where we do all of our event handlers. If you are used to jQuery syntax, feel free to bring in the latest jQuery library and use that. To keep things simple, I'm just going to do a straight up JavaScript get element by ID. We're going to look for command camera. We're going to add an event listener for click. And then I'm going to create a new function that I call capture photo. So let's go ahead and write capture photo. And I have another function we're going to use called display error. So we'll go ahead and we'll create that function right next to display error. Now display error is just a generic function that takes an error and assigns it to error message, so that any errors that you have, you can print out to the JavaScript console while you're debugging. So let's go ahead and say capture photo. And then we're going to want to try and capture a photo. And like any good try, we need to make sure that we're going to go ahead and capture any errors here. So we're going to capture err is what I'll call the error. And this is where we'll call our display handler for errors that we have. We're going to pass in that newly defined error. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make a call into that camera capture UI. So I'm going to create a new variable I'm going to call dialog. So let's do a new Windows Media Capture camera capture UI. And I need to set its aspect ratio. So let's go ahead and create a new variable we'll call aspect ratio. And we'll give it some properties. I'm going to give it a property of width. Width 16 and height of 9. And now we need to set on the camera capture UI the photo settings. So there's a bunch of different settings. What we're going to do is we're going to do the cropped aspect ratio, and that's equal to the aspect ratio we just defined. And now we're asynchronously going to call out to create a photo. So like a lot of the functions inside with Windows runtime, things happen asynchronously. And the way that we do that in JavaScript is using the JavaScript standard for promises. So what you're going to see here is we're going to make a call out to camera capture file async. We're going to tell it which mode we want. So under media camera capture camera capture mode, we want the mode to be photo. Now we could say photo, we could say video, or we could say photo or video, giving our app all of those capabilities. To keep things simple right now, I'm just going to do photo. And we're going to create then. So this is that JavaScript promise. Now you'll notice you have a completed function, an error function, or a function to do progress. We're just going to look at when it's completed or if we get an error. Pretty simple to use JavaScript promises. It's the same as the web. So we're going to go ahead and say function. So I'm going to create a new function. And my function is going to have a file. And we'll say if the image player if the file, okay, so if we get back a file, okay, this is where we want to go ahead and set the image player. So we'll say image player source is equal to that URL create object URL of the file. So again, this is W3C standard for files. It'll go out, it'll figure out the location on disk of that temporary file, and it'll assign it to the image player HTML image tags source. And if we don't get anything, so if we don't have it, then no photo was captured here. And then we want to handle the JavaScript promise in case of an error. So if we did get an error, we're going to call into that same display error function that we have before. And then we have the ability to print that out in the JavaScript console. So pretty easy to do, just setting some properties here. Let's go ahead and close this file. Setting some properties, setting the aspect ratio to 16:9, telling it to use photo mode, assigning it a JavaScript promise so that if I am successful, I want to actually assign the source of image player to that new file. Otherwise, I want to pass along the error to our display error handler. So let's go ahead and run this. We're going to right click, we'll hit cadet photo, And you'll notice we'll get some camera options in here. So I can hit camera options. You can see more. I've got focus, exposure. Now, I didn't write any of this, so if I want to raise the brightness and the contrast and do all of that, we can also lower this. Actually, see a little better. So you can see there's a picture of me drawn by my 4-year-old, probably one of the best pictures of me I've ever seen. You can see video mode's actually darkened out because we don't have that capability. We've only said photos. And if I click, what it's done now is it's taken a picture of me, but I also have a 16:9 ratio. So I can move this around here and you can see maybe I just want my face. I'm going to say OK. And then up in the top right is my new picture of me that we've assigned to Image Player Source. So very straightforward and easy to do. Now, if we were wanting to do the capability to do a video, it's as simple as setting that capture UI mode. So if we go back here into our code and under Camera Capture UI Mode Photo, if I say Video and we run this, when I take the cadet photo, you'll see we have the ability now for video mode. So if I right click, I'm not going to be able to do that right now because we already have the app running, but I have the video mode is highlighted and it's as easy as to do both of those things. If you'd like more information on Windows 8 Metro style app development, please go to dev.windows.com. This is where you'll find more articles and you'll find plenty of SDK samples. You can also feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is TheDaveDev, as well as sending me an email to my Microsoft email address. Thank you.